So as I wake, and I start to get God focused, I start to pray. The day changes. Sorry, I've completely dried up. I've been working so hard to sound as good as I could. I'll just go through that. That will come back then. So we have entered the world of the spirit. What does that mean to me? I've entered the world of the spirit. It means that I carry my God through the day. I'm not on my own. I have a relationship with God. I'm not dependent on people. I'm not dependent on places, things. I'm not dependent on having a certain state. However I feel, it's just how I feel. And I can turn to God and give it to God. We continue to watch for selflessness, dishonesty, resentment and fear. That watching is what a beautiful place to be instead of being in. Selfishness, dishonesty, resentment and fear. The bedevilments, basically. Which, again, left to my own devices and my own manageability, is how I live. So this is a complete... Step 10 is the complete antithesis to who I am. As we go forward, when these crop up, we turn to God. We discuss them with someone. I don't discuss things with people. I keep it in. I'll do anything but let you see inside me. We make amends quickly if we've harmed anyone. That's the last thing I want to do, is admit that I've made a mistake and say I'm sorry. Just a couple of weeks ago, I had an experience of this. A guy at work had some trouble and he did me out of a day's pay. I had a spree of 10 hours of self, and how I was going to get him back and how dare he do me over. And eventually, having kind of created a mess and drama, I turned to my sponsor and said, this is going on, and how angry I was. And he simply said about, Darren, how you just, there's no love flowing at all. And as soon as he said it, I realised within half an hour, I'd rung this guy, apologised if I upset him, realised that the money didn't matter, it's God's money. I let the day's pay go, offered to make an amends, rang him again later that day to see if I could just go and shake his hand and apologise if I'd upset him or whatever I'd done. And I was free of it within hours of letting that love flow and that tolerance and acceptance. Love and tolerance of others is our code. What's the code? A set of principles, a set of standards, a set of morals, ethics, a set of customs. I've looked in the dictionary. So this is how I live now. Again, exact antithesis to who I am and how I live my life. And then we get the step two, promise. Step two talks to us about, where is it, page 59, sorry. We came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. On page 85, our problem has been renewed, does not exist. Our new attitude toward liquor has been given without any of it, it just comes. That's the miracle of it, we're not fighting it. And that comes off the back, for by this time, sanity will have returned. So our step two promise comes alive. And actually, when I've been looking at step 10 and how it flows, it's so beautiful. The book just constantly, it amazes me. About at the start, it's very patient. It's very, we've entered the world of the spirit. Our next function is to grow in understanding. So patience, it will come. This is not an overnight matter. Patience. I know Tyler talks in a couple of her videos about it's not an overnight matter. Well, it's not if you deal with it in the day and do your daily review and make your amends, then it doesn't become an overnight matter. I'm not carrying into the next day the baggage from the day before. I've not seen it like that, but to me, not an overnight matter. How I read it was, it will come, take your time. This should continue for our lifetime. Again, it's, you know, patience, continue to watch, just keep, and then it goes through, the sanity will have returned, and then it starts to warn us. this is how we react. So being restored to sanity, feeling as though we've been placed in a position of neutrality, this is how we react as long as we keep in a fit spiritual condition. That's a warning. It's easy to let up on the spiritual program of action and rest on our laurels. That's a warning. That's this. And my experience is, this is what's happened to me in the past and brought me to my knees. I was in a mess again before joining BBA. We are heading for trouble if we do, for alcohol is a subtle foe. Well, it is subtle because it uses all the things in the world in order to satisfy itself. It rebuilds quickly and comes at me from any angle it can use. Pain and attachment and the path of least resistance. I find it very hard to let go of things. I don't trust it, or I haven't in the past. I haven't trusted that if I let go, God will fill that space. My relationship with God will fill that space. So I hang on. Even if it's painful, I'll hang on because I haven't got that relationship which tells me, that loves me and says, it will be fine. I'll fill that space. As I grow in my understanding, I'm starting to trust that more and more. In fact, steps 10 and 11, I can see over the last couple of months have started to really change me. I'm not doing or going to places in mentally where I did in the past. It's, you know, alcohol is a subtle foe, but this is far subtler, and God's far subtler. We are not cured of alcoholism. We really have is a daily reprieve contingent on the maintenance of our spiritual program. Again, a warning. And this is good. There's two musts here, which are huge for me. Every day is a day we must carry the vision of God's will into all our activities. And I've started to do that now. So Pat said on the call the other week about how we meditate on the negatives. And again, without going back, that's what I've done. You know, I meditate on what I'm going to do to you. I meditate on how I'm going to get what I need.
5 minutes.
Thank you. And I'll meditate on how it's going to go wrong. I'll meditate on how I'm not smart enough, how I'm not good enough, how nobody really likes me. It's going to go wrong because I'm somehow inadequate. Or, and it says it here too in stat 10, neither we are neither cocky or we are afraid. Or I can be cocky. You know, it's going to be amazing. They'll be carrying me out of the meeting or the whatever it might be. You know, I live in fantasy. And if I'm in my mind, I live in fantasy. So carrying the vision of God's will into all our activities. So today I start a new job. I get very full of fear when I start a new job. I'm going to somebody's house and doing work, and you know there's stuff everywhere, and it's down to me to sort it. And today, before I went in, I stopped, said my prayers, got into my mind a vision of how it's going to go in a good way. What would God like this day to be? I'm being patient. I'm being kind. Any problems I can overcome. It will go well. I'm not on my own. I'm not separate. And guess what? The day's been great. And guess what? There were a couple of issues, but it was fine. So carrying God, the vision of God's will into our activities, again, it helps me to meditate on the positivity, on what God's will be, not mine. These are thoughts which must go with us constantly. So it's been patient, we've had the warnings, and then we get the musts. So we must have God's vision, and these thoughts must go with us constantly. We can exercise our willpower along this line. And when I do, I feel good. I feel good. I just, when I get complacent, and that it's a real enemy, and it's easy to not have that half an hour and rush through the morning. It's easy to stay with my thoughts and not set the alarm on my phone for the buzzer to go, or not leave the stone in my shoe. So I'm trying to wrap it up, but there's a couple of things actually. Step 10 in the our first, and the other thing, our first objective with the development of self-restraint. This carries top priority rating. When we speak or act hastily or rashly, the ability to be fair-minded and tolerant evaporates on the spot. One unkind tirade or one willful snap judgment can ruin our relation with another person for a whole day or maybe even a whole year. That pause, vision of God's will, and then thy will be done. Oh, I mean, it's just a gift. I've got sheets of paper around me, things I want to say that I've not got a chance to say. So I guess I must be up in time, but I hope someone's got something from that. God bless you. It's lovely to be a part of this. I love BBA. I'll finish. Thanks, Liz.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Darren. Thanks very much. That really did come out very well, very, very inspiring for me, and I learned a lot from what you said. So thank you for speaking with us tonight.
Thank you.
So I think you are a bit early, actually. I think about 1 or 2 minutes. You finished earlier. It is now time for general sharing. So anyone who has worked the Big Book Awakening process up to this step can share at this time. But please tell on a topic. So the topic is step 10 and 11. So we'll have 3 minutes shares. Please self time. As the moderator, I will simply need to wrap up if you pass your time limit so that anyone who wants to share can have a chance to do so. So please go ahead, anyone who would like to share their experience on step 10 and 11.